Have you ever been involved in a district track meet in all your high school years of coaching, a district track day that went like that last week?
Absolutely not, and I hope not to do another one ever again. You know, it's like you said, I can remember one time in Colorado at Lyman, it was snowing, and they brought all the coaches in at lunchtime, and the snow was really starting to come down. They worried about kids getting hurt, and they sent everybody home when we went back the next day at 1 o'clock and continued to meet from where we left off. You know, and again, it was just more with the safety of kids. But I don't know, it's kind of tough with Class C. You know, it's Thursday, and they want to get things done. And I mean, like, Newhouse, the charge is pretty much, man, if it goes till midnight or goes to one, you know, you got to get it done. And so, man, it started pole vault those kids at 9:45. But that was a long day. You get Gordon Rushfield, Baird Mitchell, those guys leave at 5:30, 6 in the morning, you know, and finishing your 4x4, after 9 p.m. Mountain Time. It was 9:04 maybe. That's just a long day. So, and I mean, you teach your kids, you got to be mentally tough, and you got to be prepared and ready to compete. You don't control that. But I told my wife, that's one of the first times, like, you know, you walk out of there, and I mean, gosh, I feel like we won the meet, but yet I feel like we lost, and not so much lost to that, it's just lost opportunities for kids and additional qualifiers. I mean, we had 2 milers warmed up 3 different times, you know, twice at Grant, and then again in the Ogallala, and finally step on the track at 6:05, you know, and then all of a sudden, like you said, it was just, we had some kids on the outside, like a Joey Clevenger and stuff that, you know, they ran fast enough time in the prelims to qualify as additional qualifiers, but then the time we got to Ogallala that night in that rain, you know, ran 16.8, 16.81, and now we're just on the out, you know, 7th, 8th place on the outside. So we had some kids like that, Ashlyn and Miranda in the 800, you know, Joey right there in the 300 hurdles. And I mean, probably the thing, too, is just for me that got tough is like our heat and lane assignments, you know, both our boys and girls 4x1 is in the slow heat, you know, the 4x1 at state. So we're going to have to, you know, now you're racing against time, and you're going to have to get out and go, which not like you can't, you know, you can't medal or can't win from the slow heat, but, you know, definitely makes changes, man. In the downpouring rain, you're just trying to make sure you hood everything, was being pretty conservative and just making sure you got the stick, in the rainfall there the other night, you know, so definitely interesting. But man, big shout out to Ogallala and, you know, and Sean Cole, PK, Dean Fridell, those guys at Perkins County for, I mean, that's not an easy task. That was a long day on them. And you load up all your electric timing equipment at one track and then take it to another track and reset up. And I mean, man, the custodians at Perkins and Ogallala for open up gyms that are full of now water and grass and mud. And then you got graduation coming on the weekend. And so I don't know if a lot of people realize, you know, even to get that thing in, I mean, how that affects just everybody in the process and everybody that chips in to make it happen so it was able to be completed.
You've already obviously looked at all the heat sheets and you're looking to go back, and you'd love to get a repeat of what you did last year, but it's going to be tough, boys. A lot of good teams out there with some good times and marks ahead of you. So you got your working out for you, don't you?
Oh, yeah, this will absolutely be a lot tougher than it's been the last couple years. I mean, we're going to have a great meet. I mean, we're going to have to almost be perfect to have a shot, you know, with the points we need out of this relays and obviously Bryn and her events. And you know, we still need some outlier stuff, you know, with Allie in the vault and Kaylee in the discus, and you know, it'll be tough, and a couple of our other individuals. But you know, like you said, it's good, and it's only getting better back east. Like you said, you know, Kearney Catholic is solid, Milford, Superior, you know, St. Cecilia's got great 4x8 distance runners. Like I said, he's got a sprinter and long jump and triple jumper that's really solid. And Crofton, who's been out of the mix for a little bit, they had their long run. I mean, I think I look for them to be right back in the mix with Aaron's in the 8 and 16 and 32. She's got a chance to win all 3 of those or be right. And they're in the top 2, and they're 4x8. You know, got a chance to medal. And like I said, they've got a triple jumper and hurdler down there that's, I mean, I run 45 in the 300s and 15.2 in the 100s. So they're going to be in the mix. And I mean, obviously, you see what they're crafting, what they've done, kind of back in the state basketball tournament, making noise and stuff. They've got some of those athletes coming back through there, so points are going to get spread a lot of different ways. And there's a lot of great athletes, and like you said, you're gonna have to get a little bit lucky this weekend. You know, just have some things go your way, and maybe some of those other schools, you know, don't have a little bit of that luck. And for me, I mean, we need other girls. I've always told some of our other girls out here, like, you're our best teammates. I mean, we need the Story Rasbys to break up points and help us out. We need some of those other kids, you know, out here to push some of them back in some of those events in the 200 and the 100 and 400. So I think people don't understand that too. Like, I mean, it just really depends how that stuff all gets broken up going into it.
And of course, the weather is always plays a part. But you know, like last year was cool and kind of chilly and some rainy. It looks like as of right now, Friday, Saturday for you, it looks pretty ideal, doesn't it?
Yeah, we won't know what to do. I don't know if we've seen those. days this year. So we're kind of getting used to the rain. We figured districts was just prepping us for Omaha. But yeah, it's hard to tell. In Omaha, you know, you can go from one extreme sometimes to the humidity and humidity and heat that you really haven't experienced too. And so again, it's just prepping your kids mentally to know, like, again, you have zero control over that. You just got to mentally be ready to go and get focused in on what you need to do. And so it'd be nice to have some blue sky and nice weather down there though, for sure.
I know with Carl with his boys and you with the girls taking a lot of kids, it could be a pretty special weekend for Chase County track and field. Hopefully both teams will be ready to go, and you can bring a lot of medals and again contend for an overall team championship again this year.
Yeah, I mean, girls have 12 and boys have 15. I mean, we may take a couple alternates just for experience or to have them down there. And with that many kids comes a lot of families and younger siblings and grandparents and, you know, and staff members and people that just get excited to go watch and have been down there the last couple of years to enjoy some of that excitement. And so it's pretty fun, you know, when you just keep hearing the Chase County name come over when you have another kid out on the track or, you know, on the runway or in the ring getting ready to compete. And so that makes it special and makes it exciting for the, like I said, for me, for those younger siblings to watch their older ones do it and kind of create that dream or that vision of going, I want to be there, I want to come do this when I get older. And so it does make it fun to, and you know, track's just special. That's what I always tell our kids. I mean, track is, I still miss the A through D a little bit, being able to see the A and B schools and everybody at the same time, because like I said, that was just one of those things track wise was just always incredibly special. You know, I mean, football kind of has their own days at Memorial Stadium, and volleyball kind of has their own thing there at the Devaney, and you know, every wrestling in Omaha, but like track, you know, you get kind of male and female unified sports, just everybody there, all classes in the same venue in Omaha, and that makes for a pretty special time to just see all those classes and all those kids and different performances, and again, the boys and girls to be there, and what they've done with the unified, with the wheelchair now, and then the different opportunities that they've created in that atmosphere.